Man said he's no Loki, man. but he's all right.
Who is?
Shit, y'all. Let's go ahead and talk about this show, man. Y'all thought WandaVision was weird. Shit, this is Marvel completely off their meds right now.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. This is Marvel walking the streets talking to themselves. Go get them, bring them in, right here. Yeah, y'all thought WandaVision was a trip. The shit ain't even kicked in yet. Y'all just kind of buzzing right now. Y'all ain't really feeling it yet. And that's what I think, man. You know, and I'm going to tell you, yeah, because we got this new show, Loki. And Loki's got a lot of competition. Loki's got a lot of competition from shows that have not only been highly praised, but shows that have just been just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and weird means you're taking a chance. And, you know, and this is up there. This is definitely up there. And, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe Loki and with his show, maybe he does need to take that next step to being just absolutely nuts. Because, well, for one, a lot of people are saying, wait, Loki got a show? Didn't that bitch get choked out by Debo or Thanos? Well, I love that
he really thought he was gonna get out of it somehow.
It was one of them choke outs that was so bad that you start dancing. Man, you see that shit? When the feet start dangling.
Yeah.
Shit, he thought he was on a bicycle trying to ride out of it. Them feet start dangling and jangling and shit.
A grip so tight you can't teleport out of it. Yeah, he needs not face big muscly dudes.
No, he sure does not. He like, what's that shit you was talking? Look at him.
Oh yeah. Like what? What was that? What? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What? What? Say it again. A little bit louder. Say it in this ear.
He looking at his boys and like, y'all see this bitch? Thinking he doing something. Oh, he gonna get me. He gonna beat my ass. Look at him. Oh, you mad? Okay, y'all see this bitch? Second, there is not this. Listen, let's be serious, y'all. There's not much to Loki.
There's not.
There's really not much to. Sure, he's very charming, and he's a punk ass.
Yeah, he's a punk ass. He's a liar. He's never. Like the main villain. Like even when he was the main villain in the Avengers, turns out he wasn't the main villain.
Working for the man. Steadily getting pimped out.
But never admitting it. Oh, that's all part of my plan.
Never admitting it. Steadily getting pimped out. And that pimp hand is strong.
Yeah.
Get your ass up. Yeah, man. You know. With Loki, you know, he's charming and he's a punk ass, but compared to Wanda, you know, Wanda's crazy. Compared to Wanda, you know, she's got psychological problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bucky got PTSD.
Yeah, yeah.
Falcon, he's black. That comes with a whole box of problems right there. You know, they all have some layers to them.
Sure, sure. Even the Vision. He's Pinocchio.
Even the Vision.
Yeah.
God damn, well, you really, no wonder Loki's so pissed off all the time. Because when you come down there, you ain't shit, really, man, compared to them. You know, Loki's a snitch, a bitch, and a backstabber.
Right.
You're a fucking weasel. That's all. Weasel, yeah. You're a weasel with some slick back hair, man. That's
it. He's a charming weasel that everybody can see right through.
Everybody, man. But thanks to good old time travel, multi-dimensions, and just plain old Marvel weirdness, Loki might be fresh again. Or is he? You know, the last two Marvel shows, they were very, very highly praised, as we mentioned. And they were also, at least one of them, was very weird. Can Loki even dream of keeping up with Wanda and Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Let's go ahead and take a look at, you've seen it already, but let's get a freshen up here. Let's watch the trailer for Loki, and we'll be back with our review of two episodes of the series that's coming up. It's premiering probably
tomorrow.
Or a few hours from now.
That's right.
I know what this place is.
No, you don't.
He really don't. I know what this is. You don't know shit. Yeah, you already established that.
Built quite the circus. And I see the clowns are playing their parts to perfection. Big metaphor guy. I love it. Makes you sound super smart.
I am smart.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
You're the perfect Three Stooges right there.
That cat, I love that cat. That cat, like, oh shit, I heard about you. He said, you stab anybody in the back, even a cat, bitch. Fuck you.
Please sign to verify this is everything you've ever said.
This is absurd.
Sign this too.
We protect the proper flow of time. You picked up the Tesseract breaking reality. I want you to help us fix it.
Why me?
I need your unique Loki perspective.
Do I get a weapon?
Nah. No.
Really believe in this Loki variant?
Luckily, he believes in himself enough for the both of us.
Why?
It is adorable that you think you could possibly manipulate me. I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
You're not big on trust, are you?
You can trust me. Loki, I've studied almost every moment of your entire life. You've literally stabbed people in the back like 50 times. Why never do it again?
Now that was back when this was going to be on Fridays. They moved it up to Wednesdays.
Why is that?
You know what? That's a good question, and I don't know why.
I really don't. Thought I read an answer somewhere, but I don't remember.
Yeah, anybody in the chat know why they moved this up? Other than maybe they just had some confidence in this show, or it's going to take you a couple of days to process this shit. So, you know, I don't know.
So that by Friday you can watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But now this is coming out on Wednesdays. It's Marvel's first Disney Plus show to be premiering on Wednesdays, or showing on Wednesdays, with each new episode instead of Fridays, as they did with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier. Now, I'm very eager to hear what Martin thinks about this, because I don't know. We have not talked about it.
That's true, we haven't.
But I'm going to go ahead and just kind of put it out there what I think about this. Now, my impression with this, Loki don't realize it. And, you know, and given his ego, I'm sure that he would highly debate me on this. But he don't realize it that this right here is probably his greatest moment.
Get help! Please! My brother's dying! Get help! Help him!
I mean, it's him actually taking some people out.
Well, for once being effective.
Yeah.
That moment right there is one of his greatest moments. Quickly followed by this greatest hits right here. The fuck? He looked like Hulk just raped his ass. Yeah, right. And the dick was good. Shit. I ain't never had my world rug like that.
Daddy, I feel like a virgin all over again.
Hulk, do you love me? You know, because the reason why that's his best moment is because that's when Marvel finally realized that, you know what? Like his brother, Loki's a little bit better when he looks stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying like, you know, because this right here, him looking stupid is starting to do wonders for his career.
Well, it is something about the Asgardians where they get boring until they get funny. And then they get, and that's when they're at their best.
You know, nobody's asking Loki to be a himbo like his brother.
Yeah.
Brother just a big ass musclehead bimbo now. He's just stupid. He really is dumb. But, you know, Marvel's just saying, you know, we don't want to treat him like his brother because he is, you know, for all, let's be fair, Loki is smarter than his brother a little bit.
Is he, though?
Is he, though? I think he is.
I know he thinks he is.
But that's the problem.
Because Loki is like Wile E. Coyote, where he thinks he's really smart. Yet, if you're so goddamn smart, how come none of your schemes work?
Because his ego gets to him every time. Yeah. Like, he really... Thing is, I would sit Loki down. I would say, "Man, you really are smarter than your brother. But you just, you know, if you stop being a bitch and always trying to get a come up."
Well, that's almost the conversation Thor has with him in that elevator right there.
Thor has practically been telling him. Look. He says, "Look, bro, I'm stupid. All right."
Yeah, he's like, you know, I always want to like be, you know, cool with you and us do things, but you're not gonna do it. So
he's not.
I'm, you know, it's cool. It's fine.
Whatever. Thor, yeah. Thor tells him like, "Look, I'm dumb as fuck, and I get by because I'm cool. But you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You're a scheming, backstabbing, thank you better than everybody asshole. Uh-huh. And if you were just cool, you would actually get by because you're actually a smart guy.
Right. You're a smart guy. You're God. You can do magic.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that because Loki is so full of himself, he's that asshole that everybody loves to see. Guess what's coming to him? They love to see him be made a fool out of over and over again just because of his ego. And not just made a fool out of, you know, they want to see him fluster. Because made a fool
fluster,
out of him.
Yeah.
Because after we make a fool out of you, then, you know, we'll go on about our day and whatnot. Yeah. They want to see your ass just, they want to see your whole day fucked up. They want to see your week just messed up to where you're just like, they want to see you turn to Karen. They want you to ask for the manager. They want to catch your ass on video and put on TikTok, and they want you to lose your job. You know?
That moment where he's speechless. You're like, that's what I was waiting for.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so sweet to me.
They want that British fluster. How dare you? They love that. They want to see that. And boy, nothing gets your ass more flustered than waiting in line at the county, at the courthouse,
the DMV.
Yeah. Don't nothing get you more flustered than waiting in line at some government office, some bureaucratic line somewhere, taking numbers.
Anywhere you got to wait in line where they got the ropes set up like a maze, but there's barely anybody in there. It's like, can I just skip over?
Nope. Anywhere you go and got to sign a lot of paperwork, anywhere you go and they have you stand in line and shit, when it could be easily be done some other better efficient way, you looking at it like, damn, if this bitch get off her phone.
I'm on a break.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. Okay. All right. Any way I could do this online? Nope. All right.
Yeah. And it's hilarious to see. This is my point here is that it is so hilarious to see Loki. Out of all of the foes that Loki has fought, out of all the cosmic adventures that he's had, his biggest challenge is bureaucracy. Red tape. You know, because, you know, like I said, going to the DMV or the county courthouse or whatever, when you go there, there's nothing none of us can do except take a number, shut the fuck up,
and just...
And wait.
Yeah, do what they tell you.
And it actually makes Loki more relatable to see him go through the same
shit. True.
Yeah. It feels good to see that not even a god is above the bureaucratic bullshit that you have to go through at these offices, man. And those make for some very funny scenes when the show first starts out.
Laufeyson, variant L1130, aka Loki Laufeyson, is charged with sequence violation 72089. How do you plead?
Madam, a god doesn't plead. Look, this has been a very enjoyable pantomime, but I'd like to go home now.
Are you guilty or not guilty, sir?
He like, damn, they really not bullshitting.
Well, plus, you know that if you're being led somewhere in handcuffs or restraints, you don't cop an attitude.
No, you
just
don't.
Just watching us going like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you, shut the fuck up, man.
Even if you think you can get out of this, just be quiet for right now.
They brought your ass this far. They got you in a Guantanamo Bay jumpsuit. Uh-huh. Got a dog collar around your neck. What do you think? You ain't Loki no more.
Right.
You a bitch now. You just like everybody else that stood in line there. Those scenes are so funny to me. And that's the beginning of the show. The strength of it starts out with that. This whole dynamic of this god just being stripped down. And not by any special cosmic force or magic or big villainous foe or Thanos. It's just by the same thing that we all have to deal through.
Sure. It also shows the power of the people surrounding him by how nonchalant they are about him. How much they don't care about what he was before he got there.
Somebody said, Loki, a black man today.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like living for the city and like getting that cell, nigga. Lord.
Shit, Loki in the county. Oh, that's funny, man. It immediately pulled me in with that. How did you feel about this?
Yeah. I dug the setup a lot. It had a good way of having him go through this while you're still watching, going, okay, what's going on here? But it's fun to watch him get taken down, and the fact that he won't cop to, like you say, his ego keeps getting in the way, so it stays funny the whole time, and just you spend a lot of time going, dude, just shut up. Like I was with you having to wait in line. That was some bullshit. But now, could you please shut up?
Yeah.
You can't, can you? Okay. All right.
There's even a point where Loki had to even admit, like, damn, is this what it's like dealing with me?
Yeah.
Even he got on his own nerves. Uh-huh. Once everybody started tearing his ass down, he was like, damn, maybe I am an asshole. Now, of course, I think that that's a joke that would get old real quick, and this is where I'm eager to find out what you think about it, because for me, fortunately, Loki is so much more than just this joke of a guy walks into an office. You know, it's more than that. What I think this really does is that it shows Marvel's strategy, how it continues to evolve, and how you want to. Now, this at the risk of sounding like a Marvel bitch, people are like, don't
too
worry,
late.
You are. You and Loki.
Oh, we're past that.
Yeah, you done been over Marvel plenty of times, Chloe. We know. But I really do feel like, I'm going to sound impartial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think a lot is owed to Marvel right now for keeping the superhero genre fresh. Mm hmm. For keeping the superhero genre relevant, actually, because as a lot of people continue to say, well, I don't know, I'm getting tired of superheroes. I'm getting tired of superheroes. What Marvel has done, how does Marvel continue to make the superhero genre work? And I think the answer that they might even give you is that by not making them superhero properties.
Yeah, there's nothing superhero-y about any of this.
They
sci-fi, sure, but not superhero-y.
No. They eventually become that. There's gonna be a point where somebody gonna fly off and beat the shit out of somebody in the midair and start shooting lasers.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that Marvel logo is still there.
and we
don't get crazy now.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not forget where you came from. But you know, they're gonna do that. We expect it. But they throw bigger elements into the mix. You know, WandaVision is a satire on American television sitcoms until it becomes a psychedelic take on psychology. And then somebody starts beating the shit out of each other while flying and shooting lasers. Yeah. Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's a buddy action flick with a political and social statement, and social being along racial sometimes. And then people start flying and beating the shit out of each other and shooting lasers. But, you know, all of these, before they got to that point, there was something bigger around it.
Sure.
Making it something more.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki, I feel, continues to mix those genres. And you know, making it more than just a superhero thing. And the more Marvel experiments, the more, the weirder that mix gets. And the first episode of this is so much. And just two episodes, y'all. Two 50-minute episodes, if you include credits. The first episode of this, it's like a surreal comedy. It's almost like, now I'm gonna have to do this to get my point across here, but I'm gonna nerd the fuck out on y'all. I'm gonna get real cinematic hipster on this.
Okay.
and I think I can do this with you.
Okay. Because I can see a couple of things I think it looks like.
And I think you might agree with me. Oh, shit, where my latte at? Because I'm about to get real cinephile hipster on your ass. Now, if anybody was around during the 90s, or you are some kind of, you are some movie hipster, and you watch a lot of indie movies and art movies and underground films, this reminded me a lot of Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah. Being John Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine, and it takes you inside John Malkovich.
There's no such thing as a hole into somebody's brain.
Yes, there is.
Are you on some shit?
Could be both.
Oh, shit. I'm about to go deep diving even more. Because, this really does take me back to the 90s. And I wonder if the showrunner... I forgot her name. I wanted the executive producers.
Kerry Waldron, maybe?
I think so. But it reminded me of so much of even like French sci-fi films from the 90s.
With the cartoon, it had a little bit of a Fantastic Planet look.
Well, I'm thinking of things like just a little bit of City of Lost Children. Mm-hmm. And shit, if you really want me to get real hipster on your ass to where it's like, oh shit, now you talking about people I don't even know. Terry Gilliam.
No. The two things I thought looking at this, I was like... Is John inside John Malkovich and Brazil?
Brazil, yeah, Brazil. You know, Terry. This takes so much influence from these '90s sci-fi and mm-hmm. fantasy films and surrealist comedies, and because of that,
being John Malkovich.
Yeah, being John Malkovich.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're inside him, you know, you're doing that. But yeah, and you know. Because of all these influences here, this is more like you said, this is not a superhero so far. It's not a superhero thing. It's a surrealist comedy, sci-fi fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing superhero about it. You go ahead and say something.
Which is a good place to take it because it's so different from the other two series.
Yeah.
Which is what you got to do to keep these things fresh. Otherwise, it's like, oh, is this just part two of the other thing?
Yeah. No, that is true.
And you want to have something because, you know, while we don't know for sure Loki's power set, we know that there's certain things he can do. So he has to be in an environment that's overwhelming to where it's like, yeah, nothing. You are this big to everything else around you. So once you get over yourself, you got to adapt.
And it's so funny to see. I love this dynamic. Loki's is probably in the most powerful environment that he's ever been in, and it looks like the office.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It looks like a dirty, drab, kind of groovy office in a way.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's got a retro vibe, which I know you dig.
I looked at that brown radio right there. Like, oh shit, I gotta have that.
It's got that, but it's also got a lot of brown and just like when you work in an office where it's just drudgery almost.
Yeah. It's
a big deal that they treat like it's not a big deal at all.
It's people with no eye for interior decorating who've just been in office too long, clashing with the people who really know how to do interior decorating. Mm-hmm. Like this whole thing has like a postmodern '60s, modern vibe, groovy vibe to it. But the motherfuckers just keep adding that ugly ass
that brown
wood paneling and everything. It's like, God, we're trying to make this place cool, but it looks a great environment, man. And it's, you know, the drab against the magic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the other thing I was impressed with is that halfway through the first episode, after we've made this surrealist sci-fi comedy fantasy thing going on, halfway through it turns into Loki's therapy session.
Yeah,
you know, it turns into Loki finally having to face his insecurities. Or is he? And during that half on the first episode, I kind of start to feel for Loki more than I ever have. Because I've always hated Loki. I was like, he's cool, and I give him to it. He's smooth. You know, I'll give him his game, you know, when he got it. But I've always said, y'all dealing with a fucking murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never liked him, man, but I felt for him here when he had to really express his insecurities. They had those parts even had a lot of heart. But by the time we get to this, and no spoilers here, y'all. There's no spoilers at all. But by the time we get to the second episode, it's changed even more then. By the time we get to the second episode, it is, at that point, it is it's a buddy detective thriller. It's a police procedural. It's a lighter, funnier Seven, True Detective, whatever you want to put out there where you have these detectives going on these murder mysteries.
I saw it more like 48 Hours, where you have the officer who's got somebody tagging along who ain't a cop at all, but it's like, well, it's special circumstance. I got to have you with me.
Wow. It is. You know what it is like that.
I mean, you know, it's not Eddie Murphy, you know, being funny all the time, but it's structurally.
Wow, I saw give you that, man. It is that. I mean, you know, it's a lot of it's because I think that's in there too. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of if you find any kind of cop procedural detective buddy flick out there, and this is just kind of a lighter, more surrealist time traveling version of that. Mm-hmm. And you look at this, and so you start to realize that okay, if Doctor Strange is being on mushrooms. If one division is LSD, Loki is that dude who got that good weed. Whenever he smokes, he always wants to start talking about time travel theory. But instead of telling him to shut the fuck up like you usually would, everybody kind of pulls up and like, damn, this is kind of deep. This is cool. At least that was me, man. Now you throw in on top of that, you throw in even more crazy things like... and I'm again not spoiling anything. You throw more crazy things like space lizard gods and a cartoon talking clock.
Welcome to the Time Variance Authority. I'm Miss Minutes, and it's my job to catch you up before you stand trial for your crimes. So settle in.
Now hang on just a minute.
That's what I'm talking about. That being flustered. Now you just.
I beg your pardon.
This is pure poppycock. But you know, you throw all that in, you're like, how does this work, man? How can this all possibly work? But it does, man. It does all work. And here's the thing about this, man. Even as funny as this is, as much as it seems like a big mix of genres, and I say is a lighter version of those things, what I really loved about this is that underneath it all, there's always this feeling of menace.
Yeah.
There's always this feeling of like, look, ha ha, we are not fucking around here.
Who actually believes this crap?
Sir, I'm gonna see your ticket.
No.
Thanks for visiting.
Shit.
Shit, I would have ran back and got another ticket.
Shit, what number? Pick one. Yeah, man, there's always this feeling of dread. And there are moments here where the murder mystery is being taken seriously. This whole thing of Loki fighting the bureaucracy and this bickering and this playing the straight man that's being flustered, that really kind of, you know, it's there. But there is this feeling of like, we don't know who so you're dealing with the time variance. What is the time variance?
Authority. Time variance.
The time variance authority. You're dealing with the time variance authority whose job it is to keep the timeline straight, make sure that everything is as it should be. And there are moments where you believe like, okay, this is cool, that's their job, but then there are the moments where it's like, okay, are these people in actual office or are they a cult? Mm. Because they, you know, they keep having these sayings and these praisings to these gods that they have, and
I mean, everything seems legit until you start talking about the timekeepers, the gods, and the way that they act around that. I mean, you have no reason to doubt it up to that point, but it's like, I mean, that's the one thing when Loki's questioning that, you're like, you know, you might be onto something.
it there's this whole thing where it seems that there's this menace of we're not playing around, we will kill you, even though we seem like, you know, we're all low-key office workers, and also... praise be the timekeeper gods. And it's like, okay, that's a little freaky right there. Yeah. It feels like a 70s movie in a way, man.
It does.
Yeah, let me tell you this, and I'm going to pass it on to Martin to kind of, you know, come wrapping some things up, man. It's great to see Loki have to deal with all this side paperwork. It's great to see, you know, the time travel is fun. The mystery keeps you guessing. And seeing Loki just being pretty much doing job training for a desk job that he has to do himself, all that is hilarious. I can't stop laughing. But I told you I was looking forward to this, and this is everything I wanted to be without knowing what I wanted.
Yeah.
I love this. This is my favorite out of all of the series.
Oh, so, okay. Okay.
So far.
Okay.
But I haven't seen the rest. This might get crazy. But so far, what I'm experiencing, this is so wild, and yet it works.
It should get crazy.
I love it. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm going to pass this on to you.
Well, something that you didn't mention that is my favorite thing about this show is Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson is turning into the guy who I used to find annoying most of the time, and now he's moving into an area where he pops up and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'm digging him. And actually, for me, it's his show. I love the show whenever he's on, him and Loki together, and it works because the way he works with Loki, where everybody in the TVA, they hate Loki. They just soon erase him and just go on about their business.
They sure would.
But Owen Wilson's character, Agent Mobius, he's like, no, let me talk to him. And I feel like I can get through to him, and he can help us on this case. But he's really acting as his parole officer / therapist. He's the one who goes through things with him.
Yep.
And even he's like, you know, you're kind of a pain in the ass, but I'm trying to get to see who you are. like it's almost... It makes you feel like, I wish I had somebody like that in my life who would ride my ass, but they really do care about me getting to where I got to go. But the two of them, the way they play off each other, I'm like, man, this plot, I don't care about near as much as I do watching the two of them together.
Well, I'm right there with you, because as much as I love all that, it's the characters that keep you coming back. And it really is Owen Wilson and what's his name?
Tom Hiddleston
that make this, man. You know, Owen Wilson plays Mobius in Mobius, who's an actual character from the comics. And he's just as mysterious as everybody else. What I love about him, first of all, Owen Wilson, let me just tell you, Owen Wilson, just like you, Owen Wilson is great in this. This is almost like this is like 30 years of training to get to this point right
yeah,
here
right?
for Owen Wilson. And then he finally controlled himself.
No, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's still Owen Wilson.
He's still Owen Wilson, but he knows where to throw in just a slight little ad lib that works and feels like it was written for it.
Yeah, but this is what really makes this is that you know you have this guy who's so smug. That's Loki, of course. You got this guy who's just cool. Who's like, dang, I ain't got to talk shit to you. You think you're five steps ahead, but I'm always ahead of you. I don't care. You know, go ahead and get as crazy as you want to. Talk as much shit as you like. I don't care. But then what I like about their relationship is he really that far ahead? I don't know, because
yeah, Loki gets over on him every so often.
Yeah, and Loki is Loki, so it's hard to tell when Loki's scheming and scamming, but at the same time, and then it's hard to tell, like, since Mobius and Mobius is so mysterious, it's almost, like I said, like this kind of dread, like, what are you, you know?
Well, yeah, and there's a, even if one of them gets over on the other, it's like, yeah, but did you plan that, though? Like, who's going to come out on top?
Yeah, no, I love how each one of them thinks that they are in control here when... We think Owen Wilson is the one in control, but do we know? But even then, it's just, man, they are great together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one really is the cool, kind of funny guy, and the other guy is kind of like the blustering straight guy, the flustered straight guy, and that dynamic works very well here.
I'm Agent Mobius, by the way. Are you taking me somewhere to kill me?
No, that's where you just were.
I'm taking you someplace to talk.
Well, I don't like to talk.
But you do like to lie, which you just did.
Because we both know you love to talk. Talky, talky.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, time passes differently here in the TVA.
What does that mean?
You'll catch up.
So you're part of the TVA's courageous and dedicated workforce?
Yes.
You were created by the Timekeepers?
Yep.
To protect the sacred timeline?
Correct. Is that funny?
The idea that your little club decides the fate of trillions of people across all of existence at the behest of three space lizards, yes, it's funny. It's absurd.
I thought you didn't like to talk.
Oh, got me again. Shit, Owen. Yeah, man. I love it when I'm with you, man. You know, the highlights are when they're when they're there. Every time they're on, I'm looking forward to. I like some of the other people here. You know, Owen Wilson is I think you're right. I think he's the one that's really stealing this. He's the one that's, you know, sorry, Loki, he's upstaging your ass.
Yeah, yeah. I'm God, like, I noticed his title Loki, but to me, this is Mobius.
Well, you know, Mobius show. I really like them both. And yeah. But I like it when they're together, but I like them both. I like them both a lot. But I like Wanmi Mosaku, who we just saw. Well, you've probably seen a few things, but
Lovecraft Country.
Lovecraft Country is probably where a lot of people remember her from. I love her because she is not having Loki shit at all. Not at all. She's like, you know, I'm watching him. You go with somebody else. Nah, man. And, you know, and there's this, I love the mystery of the time of variant authority. It's like, what? Because you don't know what they are, man. You know, when they say it was created, were they created by special gods to be what they are? Are these humans who were... They were transferred from Earth to be here in other dimensions because there's, I'm not going to give away any details, but things that are big everywhere else, they're not big here. Things that, you know, things that we take for granted, some they don't even know about it here.
Right, right.
You know, just very, very ordinary things. So, you know, I was like, what are these creatures? What are these beings? Are they humans or something else? You know, I really love this, man. I really do. It's taken more chances than WandaVision, that I think. Mm-hmm. You know, WandaVision was, it was still pretty straightforward in the sense that, all right, I know that they're satirizing TV shows, but this has taken on so many themes, and I don't have a clue where they'll possibly go next, because they change so much in 2 hours, two episodes, that it could be anything from this point on. But it's my favorite so far. You know, dealing with a villain, an anti-hero, and it could, and because they're dealing with a villain and an anti-hero, this could probably be the most original thing they've done yet, because this one has the risk. It doesn't take the risk of going into that typical superhero area like the others did.
Well, the others, they're based on established, very well-known characters. So... they can take risks, but they still have to come back to a certain point. Like, yeah. They can't go out. And with this, so far what they've set up, they can do whatever they want. I like Loki, but I don't love it like you do.
Yeah.
And one reason is I think so far what we've seen of the plot, the mystery, I find much less interesting than everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
The other characters who aren't Owen Wilson are a little flat to me. I don't know. It's like with the TVA, they seem like they're real powerful, and yet when they're in the field, not so much.
Well, that's why they're worried about this mystery, because they're like, we usually have this under control.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
We don't now.
But like I said, those are my main complaints about the show. I will say that I liked, almost loved the first episode. The second episode, I thought dragged. I watched it twice because I was like, maybe I just felt like that because I was tired that day. But I went and rewatched both of them again yesterday. And I was like, it's not like this is bad, but there's parts in the middle where there's a lot of just kind of feel like it's stalling to like, hey, we got to save everything for the last two episodes so we can have a lot of stuff happen. And it was just stalling. And when it gets to a reveal at the end, I was just kind of like, that doesn't really tell me a whole lot.
Yeah, I know that we have a lot.
It didn't leave me with that, like, ooh, now what? I was just like, huh, well, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I did like it better than you.
And when I think weird, like I know everything can't be the extreme, but Legion was weird. When I'm thinking of a show that's weird, that's the one where you're like, wow, these visuals are insane. And this is like, it's weirder than the other Marvel shows. But I feel like there's room for more.
Yeah.
And it may come.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm watching this and it's two episodes. So when we, when it ends, is like, I am curious to see, you know, because I'm curious to see where everything is going. Mm. And, you know, and like I say, everybody's not going to be on the same level as I am. You know.
But a lot of people are.
What? A lot of people are what?
Or, you know, some are saying that it's their favorite of the Marvel shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't read any of those. Again, I thought that I would be, the weird one because I was thinking like, well, I'm just liking the weird shit. A lot of people want to be like, okay, this is a little too out there for me. Mm. But I like that's the way it is. That's what's keeping me wanting to see the next episodes.
Yeah.
I want to see what the next direction is going to take. And that reveal that they did at the end of it, I am curious to see what that's about. I can see what you're saying, because it wasn't like a, oh my God, you know, but it was like, all right, that is a turn I didn't really expect. All right, let's see what they do with that. Yeah, man. You know, when I say I love this and like it better than the others, I know I'm not saying that this is going to be... Okay, let me change that. I do think this is something that you haven't seen Marvel do before. If this is any indicator of the direction that the multiverse is going to go, that what they're going to do with Doctor Strange and all these things, then when they talk about be weird to take chances, this is what I think of when I think of that. You know, I like this, man. I like this a lot. But again, I was anticipating this kind of thing when I saw the trailer. Because I said, this, I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that this could go all over the place. And I'm really eager to see if that'll work. And it did work for me. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm eager to see how a lot of people are going to take this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do you what are you giving?
I give it a really high matinee.
Yeah. It's a full price. Full price for me, man, as it stands. For two episodes. As I said, you know, this is going to be something where they have to, you know, that's the problem with reviewing these shows based on two episodes.
I know.
I don't know where this is going to go. And then when the shit ends up being whack at the end, everybody going to be like, stupid motherfucker, you liked it though.
You know?
But I'm telling you, I'm having the best time with this right now. I think I like it more than the others, not because I love those others.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, no, I haven't. And this is not to say that to put down the quality of those other shows. That's not it at all. I even hate comparing sometimes. But if I had to say what stood out to me about those other shows, this one took so many different turns. Even with WandaVision being so mysterious in the beginning, you know, each episode, what I like about that is that each episode was a different era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it stayed to that very well. Love that show for that. But Loki took about four or five different turns in the very beginning. And I'm like, all right, this is what I wanted right here. You know, this is what I like. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Until they start flying and beating the shadow people and shooting lasers, you know.
We got to do that. And like, Corey, look, we're sorry, but you knew what this was.
And even then, hey, like you said, that Marvel logo was there, man. That was your words, man. So, yeah.
Well, something I am curious about is where they show him wearing the suit with the horns.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's making me think of, they did a miniseries where Loki ran for president. And it was pretty much him being like Donald Trump.
I can see it.
At least he wasn't so, well, he was being like Trump where he was just like, they were like, well, you a god of lies. How can we trust you? Oh, you can't. You can't trust these other politicians either. You know I'm going to lie to you. And people going like, yeah, I like him. He speaks his mind. And you're like, oh, god damn it.
It looks like they might be trying to go there.
Yeah,
in some kind
yeah,
of way.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah, he's wearing the campaign button.
Yeah. And I'd still vote for Loki before I vote for Trump.
Of course.
Big metaphor guy. I love it. Makes you sound super smart.
I am smart.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.